Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
In the debate we've been having over the course of this particular show, could lightning be whistleblowing and thunder snitching? I mean, they're the same storm, different elements. Two sides to the same coin. The lines that we have drawn between whistleblowing and snitching. It's a line that is ever-changing and moving. And we've had some agreement, but not a whole lot. Why are we talking about snitching on this particular show? Well, I'll explain. There actually is a sports source for this fascinating debate. And I have been fascinated by it. First of all, good morning to you. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July. I hope that you got all crazy with the red, white, and blue, the hot dogs, the barbecue, maybe not the beer, but since it is America's number one beer drinking holiday, I shouldn't assume. I hope you enjoyed your day off if you had the day off. And if you didn't, if you worked like we did, I hope that it still wasn't quite as nutso. Maybe the boss wasn't at the office or the routine was cut short. Yeah, we actually like these hours because the boss is very rarely at the office. It's awesome. So happy birthday, America, one more time. If you have not seen our official and unofficial show photos, there was one particular photo that we took about 23 hours ago that was my favorite, even though it was decidedly unofficial. But we've settled on that one for our new Twitter profile photo. And so I want you to check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can get both versions, the buttoned up one and the not so buttoned up one on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. I've heard from a lot of people who don't generally tune into the show at these hours because holidays also force people out of their routines, which is cool. Whether you're driving, whether you're attempting to try to sink back into a work routine for the next couple of days. I asked my niece on the phone Wednesday the same question that I asked people yesterday on the show. Would you rather have the day off in the middle of the week, or would you rather have the long weekend? And as it turns out, she has an internship this summer where she works 10-hour days for 9 days. So she works a week and then 4 days the following week. And every other Friday she's has off. Does that make sense? So she works longer hours, 9 consecutive days, and then has a Friday off every other week. And so this happens to be her long weekend coming up, and that was a no-brainer for her. So she actually worked Monday, Tuesday, had Wednesday off, is going back to work Thursday, and then is off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which seems like a whole lot of interruption to the sleep schedule, but that's speaking from someone who works the overnight hours. So I hope that you had a fantastic holiday with family, friends, loved ones, and didn't have a whole lot of stress either. Although fireworks do stress some people out, like my poor dog. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Did you know there's a clause in the NFL's PED policy that offers incentive to tattletales, to snitches, to whistleblowers? Are those words interchangeable? That's kind of the question. What's the difference between a whistleblower and a snitch? What's the difference between a tattletale and a whistleblower and a snitch? Back to the NFL policy. There is a written clause. You can see it if you look at the NFL rulebook. In fact, I will read it to you, although it's fairly verbose and lengthy. It's a really long run-on sentence, which is not my favorite. The NFL Management Council may reduce the length of the suspension and corresponding bonus forfeiture. In other words, you have a smaller fine by up to 50% when the player has provided full and complete assistance to the management council, which results in the finding of an additional violation by another player, coach, trainer, or other person subject to this policy. In essence, if you share information, let's say for the sake of argument, and I'm not suggesting this has happened anything recently. This has popped into my brain. You got your PED from someone else in the locker room. Maybe it was a trainer who gave it to you, right? Because the trainers are responsible for knowing what substances are allowed and what substances are banned. Now, ultimately, as the player yourself, you bear responsibility for what goes into your body. So you cannot blame a trainer and expect to have your suspension reduced. That's not what we're talking about. Because you ultimately are the only one who's responsible for what goes in your body. No one's force feeding you PEDs, right? That's kind of the idea. But if a trainer knowingly has given you a PED, you know it and he knows it, and you're just hoping you don't get caught, then if you happen to tell the NFL, let's say they're asking where you got that performance-enhancing drug from, and you come clean and you say it was provided to me by someone inside the organization, and you can prove, would you do it to get your suspension cut in half? Not to mention, if the trainer's giving you PEDs, he might be giving other guys PEDs. So is that whistleblowing? Or is that snitching? Also, is the NFL smart or what? You can tell these policies were written by guys who used to play in the league, or at least had a hand in shaping these policies. Why? Because this is major incentive. There are only 16 games in a regular season. So if you could cut your suspension from a quarter of the games, so a full month, down to just two, there's a financial incentive there because you don't get paid when you're suspended. I used this analogy earlier. Again, loose analogy, very rough. Let's just say a guy makes $8 million a year. There are plenty of guys in the NFL who make $8 million a year. You could lose $2 million, which is a quarter of your salary for the year. Or you could lose $1 million if you offer up some info that fingers somebody else. Here's the other thing. What if you get suspended and the team cuts you? You know that NFL teams can cut players at any time for absolutely no reason. They may just need a roster spot and you could be gone. What if you're a fringe player? You're trying to stick on that 53-man roster. Or you're a guy who's been fighting for a starting spot. You're not a superstar. You're just trying to find a niche somewhere in the NFL. And a suspension could mean you lose your job altogether. Huh. Well, there's some incentive as well.
Oh, yes.
So the NFL knows what it's doing by putting this clause in the policy.
Thank you.
My question would be, what's the difference between whistleblowing and snitching? And when is it okay to snitch? I mean, I'll just be honest. I might. If this was the scenario and someone inside the organization gave me the PEDs and it could save me $1 million in my job, I mean, I'd have to think pretty long and hard about whether or not I want to keep my mouth shut. Takes a cheater to know a cheater. So we've been asking you on the show, what's the difference between whistleblowing and snitching? And the reason this popped into my brain is because, this is in no way a criticism of Mike Florio, so do not take it that way. He's a very well-respected NFL writer and host and analyst. He has great information. His website is extremely popular, profootballtalk.com. All right, so Mike Florio is embedded in the NFL. He's good at what he does. But when I saw the terminology he used, he wrote a brief blurb on his website about this clause in the policy. He actually used the term snitching in the title, which of course is clickbait. But then in the column itself, he writes ratting out, snitching. There's a negative connotation to snitching. What's the phrase? I've seen it at least 20 times on Twitter tonight. How many people have sent me snitches get stitches? You know what? Nothing rhymes with whistleblowing. And actually, whistleblowing is a protected legal activity. At least in my company, it is. I was telling telling the listeners earlier, but telling the guys too, it's the first time in my entire career that I've ever got an email about whistleblowing, a corporate official email about whistleblowing. It just happened in the last week. We all got it. Because whistleblowing is considered noble and in many cases brave, courageous. You're stepping out there and you're taking a risk either to personal harm or that there might be retaliation. But actually, retaliation against a whistleblower is against the law. And as we found out over the course of the show, whistleblowing can actually be profitable if there happens to be a large court settlement of some type. So for the first time in my entire professional life, I just got an email from Entercom, as our parent company, indicating that whistleblowing is protected. But snitching is not. They didn't call it the snitching policy. Could you imagine? That would make everyone open up the email. See, Entercom's official snitching policy. Can we please suggest that to HR? Just because it would be fantastic. And I suspect it has something to do with exposing harassment.
You got 5 days to give me my money.
Again, I've been in this business for almost 20 years, and I've never seen a whistleblowing policy before.
Well, here's another expression.
There are a lot of people right now in many different corporate settings who know about harassment and are, and this is, applies to many women. It applied to me at a previous stage in my career. They fear coming forward because of retaliation, because they would lose their jobs. Again, I've made that decision myself before. Do I report the harassment or do I just suck it up because I don't want to lose my job? So that, to me, I feel like is one big reason why we would have a whistleblowing policy that would be expressly emailed to us. So it seems like with whistleblowing, there's this idea, this value, this moral about it. You're making a decision and taking a risk for the greater good. But with snitching, it's just to save your own skin. It's to save your own hide. But I don't know. If we're talking about $1 million and keeping my job and the other guy's cheating too. My point is that the NFL recognizes that this is major incentive. They know that the average career is only 3.5 years. Which means there are a lot of guys out there who don't even last that long. Are you really willing to sacrifice 2 games out of, say, a 2-year career by keeping your mouth shut? Just, yeah. So if you call it whistleblowing, people think, oh, way to go, man. Good for you, woman, speaking up. But if it's snitching, then you're like the gum on the bottom of someone's shoe. You're like dog poop that someone stepped in. And retaliation's okay. Is that not the case? When someone says snitching, don't you think, oh, well, then whatever he gets, he's got coming to him. Isn't that what a lot of people think? Interesting, huh? And again, Mike Florio, great at what he does, but I thought it was pretty telltale. His opinion is that this is snitching. Because that's the word he used. All right, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Bubba Watson shoots for his 4th win of the year as the PGA Tour's best, like fan favorite Phil Mickelson, joining the celebration to honor the military men and women who helped defend our freedom. There is a big military tribute at the Greenbrier this weekend, only on CBS. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Don't tell the boss. Well, maybe he'll know. Maybe he'll find out. Don't snitch on me. I did an entire CBS Sports Minute on snitching. That's the first time in my life I've ever said that. In fact, this might be the first ever show in which I've addressed the idea of snitching. So on Twitter or on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Congratulations.
Here's your graduation present.
Listen, what for? I got pinched.
Everybody gets pinched, but you did it right. You told them nothing, and they got nothing.
I thought you'd be mad.
Man, I'm not mad. I'm proud of you. You took your first pinch like a man, and you learned the two greatest things in life.
What?
Look at me. Never rat on your friends, and always keep your mouth shut.
The rules, according to the Italian mob, Goodfellas with the classic line, never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut. So essentially, snitching is never okay. We had a guy who called us earlier from Arkansas. He was very passionate about this particular topic. It felt like it had struck a chord with him. He said snitches used to disappear. They used to disappear. Many of you are saying that the distinction is what your motivation is, but that's dangerous because with whistleblowing, you're assuming you know what the person's motivation is. Maybe the person hates his boss. Maybe it's not altruistic. Maybe it's not noble. It's not for the common and greater good. It's just because the guy is sick and the guy or gal is sick and tired of being under the thumb of this particular boss or manager. Or maybe that person's been participating in the activity that requires blowing, whistle blowing. Sorry, that sounded weird. The activity that requires exposing. And so the only way to save his own butt is to expose those who are in charge. It's like big fish versus small fish. I mean, we get really ticked off when referees and officials in sports judge intent. How often does it happen in the NHL? Nasty hit to the head, and the officials are left to judge intent. Same thing with this new rule in the NFL now, targeting. It's essentially the targeting rule that college has adopted, leading with your head. Right? We're asking officials to judge intent when it comes to unnecessary hits, aggressive, over-the-top, unnecessary hits. Personal fouls. How often is intent part of personal fouls? And so with whistleblowing versus snitching, are you assuming that whistleblowing comes with a noble intent and snitching is just about either, I don't know, deflecting attention, keeping yourself out of jail, reducing your own sentence, or getting someone else in trouble that you don't like? Oh my gosh, there's so many things to talk about with that. I mean, we've picked apart layers now. This is fascinating to me. And you too, apparently, because you're blowing up my Twitter. A-Law Radio, good morning to you. Also on our Facebook page. Some of you take this very seriously. I feel like it's a bit personal in nature. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. I can see the gold tooth, by the way. Hearing him, is that Pesci? Hearing him, and I can...
De Niro.
What, but I thought that was... Okay, I'm not going to talk because that's not my department, and I'll say something dumb. Let's see. Damon is in Atlanta. Damon, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I've been listening to you every morning going to work. Love your show.
Thank you.
The difference I feel is... kind of touched on it a minute ago when you just said it, but... Like, I grew up in New York City in the Bronx. And, like you said, call was always snitches get stitches, you know. But the difference is, like, if you snitching on someone just to help yourself, you know, and it's not really doing anything for anybody else, but just for, like you said, personal gain, you know, that's just wrong.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, or versus someone like a doctor that's committing Medicare fraud. You know, or you working for this doctor and you know they're doing wrong. And, you know, and you're hurting a lot of people. You're hurting, you know, taxpayers and the government. You know, you're hurting people. So I think that's the big difference in whistleblowing and snitching. You know, if I go get arrested for something I did and they say, okay, well, you know, give us, you know, your accomplice. And, you know, that's snitching.
So if you're involved in it, then it's snitching.
Exactly.
But what if when you talk about the whistleblowing for the greater good, you were involved in it, but now you want to back out and you don't really want to be the fall guy?
A lot of times, you know, there's people who don't realize it until after the fact, or they don't want to lose their job. You know, they need the money. And then after a while, they're like, okay, well, you know what? This isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll go, well, you know, I need to say something about this. You know, that's how that works a lot of times. You know, you do have people that go into it knowing it's wrong and they want to, you know, they think they might be coming down, so they want to save themselves, and that's not right, you know. But, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they just snitch just because they're trying to get out of something on their own. And I think that whole thing with the NFL, yeah, that's well, I guess unless it's hurting other players on the team or the organization. You know, so, yeah.
But my point, though, Damon, is if you consider the NFL and you consider the structure and how guys can get cut for anything and how, a 4-game PED suspension costs you a quarter of the year, I'm pretty sure there are takers out there who would say, man, if I can reduce my suspension by half, sign me up, even if it means I snitch.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's just about where you are in the food chain, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I definitely... That's on that
yeah. All right, Damon. Thanks so much for your phone call from Atlanta.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 855-212-4227. Should we spring this question on John Fast? I feel like he must have a lot of street cred, especially in this area.
I have street cred written all over me.
Yes. How old is your son now?
He's 4 and a half.
What? So this is a little bit too advanced for him. But at some point, what if your son asks you, Daddy, what's the difference between whistleblowing and snitching? What's your answer, John Fass?
I guess
Dad of the Year.
I would say whistleblowing, as I see it, is I don't know if honorable is the right word, but it's kinda,
courageous. It's brave.
Yeah, so, you know, I associate snitching with being a rat. And if you love movies like Goodfellas, like I do,
we just played a clip from Goodfellas. Never rat out your friends.
And
always keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, one of 10,000 great lines from that movie.
Was that Joe Pesci?
No, that was De Niro. To the kid that was playing a young Henry Hill, who was played by...
This is bad. I haven't seen it in so long.
And now I'm blanking on his name. I do this all the time.
It's fine. That's not really the question.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, but I think whistleblowing is something that, you know, as I see it, snitching is kind of ratting somebody out for one thing or whatever, and whistleblowing, as I see it, in my own mental dictionary, is something bigger, greater, something, you know, that there is a larger trend that affects a tremendous number of people.
Ah, so it's about the scale.
I get, yes, yeah,
maybe
I
personal
do.
Versus corporate.
So to speak, yeah,
would
sure.
Would it surprise you to know that whistleblowing not only is protected legally now, but it can be lucrative? Did you know that there are many places where whistleblowing pays well?
You know, I heard that. I remember hearing this a long time ago at an old radio station of mine. We used to run a spot about software companies would pay upwards to $500,000 to people that would report a company that used pirated software.
See? I mean,
so I did know that. Yes.
We looked up, this is it's a legal section of the Merriam's Dictionary. And this was, I have to share this with you. This was the definition of snitch. I don't even know where this came from, but apparently legally, snitch means to take by stealth. So it's almost like shrinking around like a rat does. Or here's the other definition, one of my favorite words, pilfer.
Snitch means pilfer?
Apparently, legally, it's in Merriam's. This is Merriam. She's a smart lady. She's like Judge Judy.
Well, pilfer, I get almost the stealth thing. You're kind of taking something.
You're taking
on the
something
down
that doesn't
low.
Belong to you.
Yeah, that's pilfering.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't have a lot of legal expertise,
anyway,
thankfully.
Very interesting. All right, so Dad of the Year would explain that there is a difference between whistleblowing and snitching. What about tattletaling?
I mean, come on. Off the table. Get out of here. You don't do that. I mean, that's a lesson you teach your kids, right?
So, I mean, my mom was always telling me nobody likes a tattletale because I was the tattletale.
I learned that lesson watching the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Cindy was tattletaling and they, you know.
She was the youngest.
And
that
then
was
she had this moral dilemma. She didn't want to tell on, I think it was Jan, who could get in trouble. You know, it was a very valuable 22-minute lesson.
All right, John Fast, you're so chipper this early in the morning. I feel like you're
give me 2 hours.
More of a morning person than a night person, maybe.
I'm kind
of
no Neither. I don't have a good time of the day.
855-212-4227. That's how you can reach us. Good morning to you. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Good morning to you. I hope that this morning doesn't hurt. If you happen to be one of those who took advantage of the holiday with lots of eating and drinking, well, then maybe it does hurt to get up this morning and get back into your work routine. Don't you worry, we're holding down the fort. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Man, your tweets and Facebook posts are cracking me up. Maybe you don't mean them to be funny, but some of you take this very seriously. The definitions, the differences between whistleblowing, which apparently many of you think is altruistic. It's noble, it's courageous, it's brave, it's for the greater good, even if a person gets paid for it or makes money off of that venture. But then snitching has, as we've come to underscore and underline, a very negative connotation. I think just by using the word snitching, you're automatically giving people the idea that it's a rat. It's someone who's only doing it to save his own skin. A friend is listening this morning in Baltimore and sent me this text. What people call it is based on their personal views, I think. If they want to justify it, they call it whistleblowing. If they don't, it's snitching or ratting. So yeah, very often it's just about perspective. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. Lou says, snitches get stitches is code for how dare you expose my wrongdoing. But see, just in that phrase, I mean, it's funny, right? We laugh. People keep sending me these crying so hard you're laughing emojis with the phrase. But the idea is that snitches deserve retaliation. They deserve whatever they get. While whistleblowers, they should be protected. I mean, just using the two terms, you can see what I mean. Jerry gets very specific on Twitter. Snitching is when you and I do something, I get caught and tell on you. Tattletale is when we do something together and I tell on you without reason. Whistleblowing is when you break the rules while everyone else is playing fair and I tell on you. Again, the idea that a whistleblower is not part of any wrongdoing. I don't think that's always the case. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Before we get back to the phones. That's right. Snitches are gutless. I want to share this update about the Thai soccer team that's trapped in the caves. Now, they're found. They're alive. They have food. They have water. They've been receiving medical attention. They are no longer by themselves, right? They've got Navy SEALs and medics who are caring for them. This is the team that is aged 11 to 16, and their coach is 25. Their coach may never coach again once he gets out of there. Anyway, these young boys have been trapped in this cave maze for now about 2 weeks, just shy of 2 weeks in Thailand. They had finished up a practice and they decided they wanted to go swimming, except they ignored the warnings that said it's rainy season. Don't go swimming in these caves. So anyway, they're way, way back. They found themselves a chamber with a ledge where they could be protected from rising floodwaters. The problem is most of the caves are still flooded. And so these kids, we're talking about young kids, they have no scuba diving experience. And it's a race against time because guess what? It's still rainy season and they're expecting more water and more flooding, which is, gosh, what a dilemma. So they've been trying to drain the water in these caves so that the passages that lead to where they are could be not so deep, right? Could be shallower enough for these kids to swim or at least to be carried out by a Navy SEAL. Except that they're worried about more rains that will reflood the caves. It's pretty amazing to hear from the families. So some of the families of these young kids, as you can imagine, just they thought maybe there was a 50-50 chance they'd never see their son again. So Navy SEALs and firefighters are trying to figure out what the best way to drain the caves is and whether or not it's been worth it to try with more rain coming. And maybe they can find another way out of the caves. But gosh, I mean, they're still in there. It's been almost 2 weeks and they're still in there. At least they're not by themselves. I can't even imagine how difficult it is to keep up your hope that you'll be rescued, especially when you're so hungry and it feels like you're you've been lost forever. I'm so happy they're alive, but this is one incredible rescue that needs to take place for them to get out of there. All right, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Roger, who's in Washington State. Roger, welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, last thing I heard, they're going to have to get those guys to swim out there safely, I heard. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, last time I talked to you about UT was trying to hire their coach, you know, John Curry and all that stuff was going on.
Okay.
And I mentioned the rape culture that they need to worry about with themselves at UT. You know what I'm saying? That they didn't do anything about. And what got me out of that was when I got entrapped for pot, okay, by a guy who was allowed to shoot up drugs, break in businesses and rape girls, okay? So, long story short.
Yeah, please don't tell us the long version.
Yeah, please. I'll tell you from my autobiography. They came and got me, okay? They took me to jail. They put a $20,000 bond on me. A guy who shot a guy with bond was $5,000. They told me if I didn't want to spend any time in jail, they told me I could tell where I got my pot from. I didn't want to do that. I'm not that kind of person. So this guy.
Oh, so exposing the person that you got your pot from, that would be crossing a line for you.
Yes. And now I'm a medical marijuana patient. One of the magazine articles I got said in 93, the year I went to jail for this, they were paying guys like this $100 million. Okay. So there's good money in it. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
$100 million?
$100 million in the United States to paid informants. Okay. AKA snitches. Okay.
I mean, I'd take $100 million right now. I'd be set for the rest of my life if it meant giving up the name of the person who sold me my pot. Sign me up. $100 million? Are you freaking kidding me?
They were getting paid $100 million. This guy was getting paid $100 million so he could stay out of jail, so he could shoot up drugs, break in businesses, and rape girls, okay? I wasn't getting paid anything. I've been living on SSI since 91. Listen, we'll talk to y'all later, okay? Have a good night, okay?
Okay. I don't have any idea what that was about. $100 million? Have you ever heard of an informant being paid $100 million? Maybe he meant like in the history of informants, they've been paid $100 million. Holy crap. I mean, I like to think of myself as fairly loyal, but $100 million? My family and I could live on that forever, for eternity. Yeah, I'd probably cave easily. I'd have to claim that I was tortured or something. No, whatever. I'd say they paid me $100 million, man. And then I'd move. I'd move somewhere where I couldn't be found by this particular pot provider. Was that real? Did that just happen, or am I the only one that heard that?
I don't know. It kind of feels like a dream, and we're just waking up from it now. I don't know.
Let's see. I don't know what this means. Holy Boomhauer. Shoot, did I just say something that's like really gross? This is what happens to me. Sometimes I use terms on the air that people send me on Twitter, on social media, and then I don't think about it first, and that maybe there's some type of a hidden meaning in it. Does anyone know what Holy Broomhauer means? Boomhauer means?
From King of the Hill.
Oh!
Boomhauer.
So what does it mean?
I guess maybe they thought Roger sounded like him.
Oh. Is that like when I say heavens to Betsy?
Not really. Propane.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, Gibbons sends us this tweet. The De Niro always keep your mouth shut quote is from A Bronx Tale and was said to the main character after he didn't snitch when he was a kid. Got to learn early. You got to teach your kids early. No snitching. No tattletaling. Glenn says, personally, a rat is a rat. In all capitals. I don't exactly know what that means, but rat is a rat. If it smells like a rat and it eats cheese like a rat, actually rats eat everything. Ooh. I was driving down the West Side Highway in Lower Manhattan. Yeah, here's the creepy part. Now, you know, in major cities, of course, there are rats because there's garbage, so there's going to be rats. It's not like this is exclusive to New York City, but the city is known for its rats that can be seen from far distances. Anyway, I was driving down the West Side Highway, which is three lanes, both north and south, but it's only about 40 miles per hour. I mean, that's the speed limit. It's not like you're going fast. And it looked like a squirrel. It wasn't. This rat came across the street. This is like from the Hudson River, but came across the street, managed to dodge my vehicle and the vehicle in the lane next to me, but got shellacked by the vehicle. It was like Frogger. Remember that, that game that you used to play. I mean, I love it. It's classic Nintendo game. And so this rat did not make it past the third lane before he got hit. But I couldn't decide what was worse, the fact that there was now a splattered rat all over the West Side Highway or that I heard it. It was big enough that I heard it against the wheel. That's gross, right? Maybe it was a squirrel and I just didn't see it right. Except for squirrels don't generally have those kind of tails. Kevin says, can I just go back to snitching? I like this topic better. Kevin says, I always thought the difference between snitching and whistleblowing was the scale of who is tattled on. So he's saying they're both tattling. You whistleblow companies and governments, you snitch on that guy over there. I love these rules. This is fantastic. Let's see. Ryan, snitch is the difference between good snitching and bad snitching seems to be its effect on innocent people. I mean, I don't know. When it comes to snitching, how innocent can you be? If you're innocent, there's nothing to snitch on. There's nothing to snitch about. Anyway, Ryan, thank you so much for listening. Oren says it's about power. If you expose the wrongs of the marginalized, you're a snitch. This is so technical. If you expose the wrongs of those positions in power, of those in positions of power, you're a whistleblower. But Jeremy thinks it's about if you expect a reward. If a snitch names someone and expects a reward, well, that's bad. But if a whistleblower gives general information and is not looking for anything in return, see, there's that whole idea of altruism. You're brave. You're courageous. You did it for the greater good. You did it to affect humanity in a positive way. You are like an angel, a gift from above. But a snitch, well, it deserves to get run over like that rat did the other night. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.